Mitch McConnell caps Democrats' Afghan migration. By Neil Munro on October 11, 2021. GOP Senate leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, quietly shut down the Democrats' push to create an open-ended inflow of unskilled and culturally alien Afghans into Americans' jobs, society, and elections. McConnell, in alliance with Senator Chuck Grassley, RYA, used their 50 votes in the Senate to block the mass migration legislation drafted by the House. The result was a compromise where Afghan migrants get extra financial aid. But the migrant pipeline was sharply reduced and the proposed Afghan fast-track to green cards and citizenship was dropped. McConnell and Grassley led Republicans a pushing back on the White House's demands and negotiating it down to benefits rather than green cards while people are being vetted, a source told Breitbart News. McConnell downplayed his win when the compromise was voted through the Senate on September 30. Today the Senate will consider and pass a government funding bill and do our part to avoid a shutdown, McConnell declared on Wednesday morning. The continuing resolution contains a number of key items that Republicans called for. That includes supplemental funds to help resettle vetted Afghan refugees and hurricane recovery aid for Louisiana. That was all he said about the Afghan migration. Even though he leads a party that is completely reliant on millions of voters who strongly oppose labor migration. McConnell then talked about how he fought to win extra funding to buy missile defenses for the country of Israel. It is seriously disappointing that the Democratic side would not let us include funding for Israel's Iron Dome in the base text. It honestly baffles me that defensive aid to our ally Israel has become a thorny subject for the political left. But overall, this is encouraging progress, McConnell added. The Afghan giveaway compromise might have been stopped if more than 40 GOP senators voted against it. But if McConnell could not win at least 10 GOP senators for his compromise, then the Democrats might have been able to get 10 GOP votes to pass their open-ended plan, the source said. What the Democrats wanted would have been automatic congressional grant of green cards to everyone we evacuated regardless of anything else, and it wouldn't have counted those green cards against any sort of annual cap. The deal limits the inflow to Afghans who were paroled into the United States by September 2022, plus their immediate families, such as children, wives, or the parents of unaccompanied children. The Afghan migration is set to cost Americans at least $10 billion. His plan was backed by 14 GOP senators, including some who would have sided with the far more radical Democratic plan. They were Roy Blunt, RMO, Richard Burr, RNC, Shelley Moore Capito, RWV, Bill Cassidy, RLA, Susan Collins, Army, John Cornyn, RTX, Lindsey Graham, RSC, John Kennedy, RLA, Lisa Murkowski, RAK, Mitt Romney, RUT, Mike Rounds, RSD, Richard Shelby, RL, Tom Tillis, RNC, and Todd Young, RN. GOP governors also back Biden's plan to import more Afghan renters, workers, and consumers. In September, Breitbart News reported. Those 10 Republican governors include South Carolina's Henry McMaster, Maryland's Larry Hogan, Massachusetts' Charlie Baker, Utah's Spencer Cox, Georgia's Brian Kemp, Arkansas' Asa Hutchinson, Arizona's Doug Ducey, Iowa's Kim Reynolds, Oklahoma's Kevin Stitt, and Vermont's Phil Scott. Another 8 Republican governors have since green-lighted the plan, including Alabama's Kay Ivey, Idaho's Brad Little, Indiana's Eric Holcomb, Montana's Greg John Forte, Nebraska's Pete Ricketts, New Hampshire's Chris Sununu, Ohio's Mike DeWine, and Tennessee's Bill Lee. 35 GOP senators voted against McConnell's compromise. Polls show the public, and especially the GOP's base, is deeply opposed to large-scale Afghan immigration. A majority of Americans oppose the resettlement of more than 50,000 Afghans in the United States, according to a survey by Rasmussen Reports. The August 18 to 19 survey of 1,000 likely voters was taken as Biden expanded the number of Afghan migrants far above the initial predictions of 22,000 Afghans, plus family members, who worked alongside the U.S. soldiers. Nationwide, migration is deeply unpopular because of its economic impact. It damages ordinary Americans' career opportunities, cuts their wages, raises their rents, curbs their productivity, shrinks their political clout, widens regional wealth gaps, and wrecks their democratic, equality-promoting civic culture. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This pocketbook opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other.